want to buy a dinosaur?
Do I want to buy a dinosaur? Well, you know, I do need a new pet. Which dinosaur would you recommend?
These two.
These two. How come those two?
They're not a meat eater.
Well, if I only have room for one, which one shall I choose?
The duck bill.
The duck bill. Okay. How do we know what colors they really were?
Land before time.
What?
Land before time.
Oh, the land before time. It says what color they were?
No, we see what color they are.
When you watch the show, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this the same one as, like, let's say Ducky's mom? Did they color this one the same?
No, they're green.
Yeah, they are kind of lighter green on them before time. I don't know why they made this one blue.
Interesting. That's kind of green.
Mm-hmm, that one's kind of green here. But blue here, right? All right, well, I'll take this duck bill, yes. How much does it cost?
$31.31?
Mm-hmm. 31 cents? Okay, that's my 31 cents. Don't you ever put it inside your cash register? No? What do you do with the money?
Just eat it.
Okay, well, I'll take this home, but what do I need to know about taking care of this particular dinosaur?
I need to have it unless he wants to eat.
This, if he wants to eat, okay. Would this be enough food?
Because if you're buying some more, take all the trees.
Okay, in case I'm buying some more, take all the trees? Okay. All right, well, here, how much do these cost?
The same amount.
31?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See? Now, what would you recommend in terms of where he should sleep?
Inside
there?
It's his house.
Inside here. How does he get inside? I don't know. I'm not sure.
But that's the only container we have.
It's the only container you have.
But we all have these. We have three more containers.
Oh, well, should I try to see if he fits in any of these? I mean, his head is in pretty good shape, but what about the rest of his body?
His head just fits in them. He always sleeps in those.
Oh, all right. Well, which is his favorite?
The water one.
The water one? All right. Well, I'll buy
because
that one.
Because they have water and duckbill swim.
Oh, I see. That makes sense that he would like this one because it's like water, right? Okay. All right. How much does this bed cost?
No more money.
Free? Now, should I call this a bed? Is this like a bed? Oh, okay.
Leave the cover open when he sleeps in it.
Okay. And is this how I set it up? Just set it up there and he'll come and sleep like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I got a bed for him. I got food. Anything else I need for the duck bill? Okay, I'll take
all you need is a friend, like a spike tail or a long neck.
All he needs is a friend? Well, won't the friend end up eating up all the food? No? Okay. But are you sure he needs a friend or might he just like to live by himself?
He really needs a friend. He always, whenever he sees one of his friends, he goes over to it.
Okay, whenever he sees one of his friends, he goes over to
these it. These are his friends and the pterodactyl.
And the pterodactyl also? How shall I choose which one he gets to go home with him?
Which one is your favorite?
Should he choose, or do you think that would be mean for him to choose his best friend?
Maybe you should
take a home of them? You think, huh? How do these guys sleep? Because I know he sleeps with his head in here, but how do these guys sleep? Oh, I see. They each just put their head in one of them. I see. Is this each of their beds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can take all these. I don't think I have enough money for all these things.
But you don't have to give me any more money, remember?
Just since I bought him and bought the trees, that's all. I get all the rest of this for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds pretty good to me. Unless, are they going to destroy my house? Sure. Do you have a bag?
Have these boxes.
How am I going to carry all this stuff home? Oh, okay, thank you. This looks like this will work. This is a pretty good container for us. Let's see now. All right, I think I'm set. It all fits in the bag. How about if I call you and tell you how it's going at home, okay?
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
What?
Hello? Are you the one who sold me all these dinosaurs?
Yes.
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I thought you said they were friends. They keep fighting.
They are.
Why do they keep fighting?
Because they are friends, and they like to.
They like to fight. Are they going to hurt each other?
No.
What are they doing? Are they just play fighting? Pretend? I think maybe that... I think you should come over here and talk to them, please.
They really like to if anybody should stop and just keep doing it.
They just keep doing it even if you tell them to stop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. You know what happens when they fight?
What?
They're very loud. It's too loud. I'm trying to like watch TV and I'm trying to read and they're just too loud when they fight. What would you suggest?
Maybe they need them something to eat them.
Food? You think that they might be, if they're not so hungry, then they may not fight so much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. That was helpful, hopefully. Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
What?
Hello? Is this the person who sold me the dinosaurs?
Yes.
Well, I have to tell you, one of them, the pterodactyl,
mm-hmm.
I think he's very sick.
Why?
He's just very bloody. You see him?
With all the red?
Yes.
Oh, that's just how I sold him.
That's just how you sold him? You sold him to me and he has blood all over him?
No, that's how the pterodactyl got made.
Oh, you mean he's fine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's just his skin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel better. Thank you. Goodbye. Ring, 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 ring.
What?
I'm so sorry to bother you again. But this Stegosaurus, you know,
mm-hmm.
he just keeps sleeping. All he does is sleep all day long. What should I do with him?
Maybe they need another friend.
Another friend? But I have all these pets.
Yes, there you go.
Well, wait. What's this pet going to do? What's the horse going to be helpful for?
Take care of him.
He's going to take care of my Stegosaurus? Can you wake him up or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is this what he does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Wake up! Oh, all right. I was thinking we should tell Leslie about the things we've been doing for your daughter. I don't know if she knows that one place we went. Where there were tons of very big waterfalls. Do you want to tell her what we did there?
Waterfall, it wasn't the biggest one there, but the third one, the next one, It was very big. Very big.
It was very big. Remember how surprised we were? How did we get around when we were there?
By a trail. Mm-hmm. A hiking trail.
That's right. That was totally cool. Weren't we totally surprised? Oh my gosh, though, she does not know what we saw there. What was that big, 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 long thing that we saw there?
A snake.
It was a snake. It was seriously... How big would you say that snake was?
12 feet or 9 feet long.
That's right. It was like 12 feet long, probably more. Like, it was giant. It was this giant snake. We couldn't believe it. It was just living out there. Wasn't it giant? Do you remember? Did the people like it who were around us? Did they like that snake? How did you feel about it? What?
Happy.
Happy? Did you want to take it home? That giant of a snake? I don't think we have anything to keep it in. You actually did have a snake pet, though, since we've been here. How did you get a real little snake for our house for a while?
Daddy catched one,
yeah. Where did you catch it?
In our land.
Mm-hmm. In our land, you went and caught it. And then what'd you guys do? You screamed. I thought you liked that snake.
I did.
Remember you guys were trying to feed it? Yeah, what'd you try to feed it?
Two snails and one worm,
but you think he ate them? Yeah. He ate part of the worm, didn't he? That's gross, man. I don't really like the snake.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't. Well, he was cute, but I don't like that they have to eat, that they're meat eaters and they eat, like, live things. That seems gross. You and Daddy did something else this weekend, too, that was super fun on Saturday. Do you remember where Daddy took you? Where?
It's kind of like a ride park.
A ride park, yeah. Right. And wasn't trying to think about, oh, she doesn't know about how you won. How you won some stuff.
By a ducky game and by a ball game.
Well, how'd you do the ball game?
And you stick a net in and if you get a ball out, you have the hole in the net. And you get a prize.
Mm-hmm. You get a prize. So if you get the net and you catch the ball in the net, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then how did you win the other little things like the parachute guy?
By picking up 3 ducks and 5 ducks.
Picking up 5 ducks? Where were the ducks?
Not real ducks, just like toys.
What were they in?
Water.
Oh, and you just pick them up and then you see if you're the winner? Was that how it went?
No.
Oh.
Just pick up 5 ducks.
5 ducks, and then you won a whole bunch of little toys, like a little harmonica.
I did so good.
Yes, you did. I know you totally did. So we've done tons of stuff. We went hiking a bunch of times, I'm trying to think about another thing that you did, or so that you told me about that was very interesting. Do you want to tell about the story about that girl at your school and the cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can't tell yet?
Okay, how about if I counted 10 and then you tell?
Count 14.
14? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14! Okay, let's hear the story.
And
you don't remember the story? you told me this great story yesterday about her at school. About the cheese. You remember the story? You want to talk about something else? You don't have to talk about the cheese story if you don't feel like that. Trying to think of what else has been here since you were here. Well, there was one hot time we went hiking and we found something that was very tasty. And you ate them all. Blackberries and Maddie kept eating them. Mommy and Daddy kept picking them, right? And then who kept eating them?
Me.
Yeah.
All right, for the next second, the next kind, this kind.
You want to eat that kind? You ready for the next stick?
The blue.
All righty. Well, what about if you don't want to tell the cheese story? How about just something else that's going on at your school? Do you want to explain to her about the sticks? Now, we won't say anything about the yellow stick, but how does the stick thing work?
If you do a bad job, you get a yellow stick.
Is it like this?
No. It's not candy.
Oh, well, what is it? What is the yellow stick?
Paper.
And then
and it doesn't have a star in it.
Yeah. What happens if you do a great job that day? What do you get?
Star.
Mm-hmm. What happens if you get all stars for the whole week, like the whole C week or something? What do you get?
A prize.
Mm-hmm. Where do the prizes come from?
From Mrs. Doss's prize jar.
Mm-hmm. And then does she choose it for you? Oh.
I get to choose it with somebody.
Oh, or someone else, whoever gets the prize gets to choose their own? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that take a long time?
Not really.
Now, you had your eye on some particular toy. What was that that you wanted to get?
I forget.
But when you see it, if you get to choose from the jar, that would be good news, right? You already got to do that. What did you get to pick? Remember what you chose?
There's some book.
There's some what?
Talking about the candy.
That's okay. You can talk about the candy. It's fine. There's a couple different colors in there, right?
And there's some in here and some in here. Mm-hmm.
We didn't even start the grape one yet, right? So what did you do when James came over yesterday?
We went to you tell the story. I don't remember where we went.
You mean when we all went to Sullivan's?
Oh yeah.
We all went to Sullivan's. That's true. But what did you do when James was at our house? I don't know. You guys were doing like a marching band for a little while, right? And then what did you do?
Music band.
A music band?
After you were done doing it.
After we stopped, then you did a music band?
We were playing with my thing that Daddy fixed with the batteries.
What is that that Daddy fixed with the batteries?
No, the thing that was broken without any batteries in it for a long time.
Well, there's lots of stuff at our house that's like that.
You know that Simon was kind of that was kind of like my fish radio, but it didn't have anything. It's not anything, but it's kind of like a regular, kind of not regular, but as tall as a regular one.
I remember you're talking about your tape recorder.
Yeah.
Daddy put new batteries in it, and now it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see. So you had a music band, and you were using that. I see. And then there was something that happened with the money. What was the deal with the money? What was James trying to do with the money?
Trying to put it in there, and I was very angry at him.
He was trying to put it in there, and you were very angry at him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why do you think he wanted to put it in there?
I don't know.
And where did you want the money to be?
Out of there.
Out of there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. It was right before we were getting ready to go. So, then we went to Sullivan's, and that was cool, right? Except you guys kept trying to take that ketchup. What were you going to do with that ketchup there? Yeah, I was a little worried.
But I didn't do it then.
Yes, the ketchup would go everywhere. That would not have been so good.
If you didn't stop me, I would put it in my hand and rubbed it everywhere.
Oh, great idea. Hey, you got something in your hair last week. Do you remember at school? Sugar.
Oh, yeah, on B week.
On B week, yeah. Last week was B week. How come you got sugar in your hair last week?
Class and gym.
You ran the fastest one in the class and gym, And then?
In the water pit.
Into the water pit?
Yeah.
And then?
I got to choose to get a toy or put sugar in my hair. I chose the sugar one.
Why did you want sugar in your hair instead of a toy? You always like toys.
I can see how it feels.
How did it feel?
Great.
That was so funny though, because I came home, remember, and I'm like, your hair is so sticky, or your hair is what you got in your hair. And it was
sugar.
Should we put this in your hair? This is kind of like sugar. No, don't really. I'm just joking. If we were outside, maybe. But in here, you've already kind of got some stuff in Dr. Reese's lab, so. Yeah. Hopefully they'll vacuum in here. You think they do?
I don't know. I know somebody changes the garbage, but. I don't know if they vacuum.
Maybe we'll clean it up. Maybe afterwards we'll get like a paper towel. What do you think of that? And we'll wipe the floor up.
And I can scrub this in your hair.
You know what? Your mouth is totally blue. You would not believe it. I think that this is a mirror. You want to see this? There. This is like a mirror. Do you see your mouth? It's totally blue. Stick your tongue out. See? It's totally green. Weird, huh? We did something. I was thinking about running. We went to the track the other day, remember? What did we do at the track?
I brought this hair there and scrub it in your hair.
You're what? You brought this hair to put it in my hair?
No, I brought to the track.
You brought what to the track?
This candy.
No, that would have been a good idea, but you didn't have the candy yet, right? That stuff seems really, 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 really gross.
It doesn't.
Hold on. I don't like the flavor of that. I used to like the grape one. That one's weird though. It's like a raspberry apple. That seems a little strange. Do you want a color? Oh my goodness. Put that back down. What do you think about the Hulk? You know, you're kind of turning into the Hulk, because you know what? Your teeth and your tongue are totally green. Just like this guy is totally green. Oh my goodness, he's a very strong guy.
Let me see that again.
Oh, there he's very strong. Here's a maze. Let's see here. Which one? Is that the one that we saw that when he was strong? Whoa. Wow.
Wow, he has very big feet.
He does have very big feet. It is kind of odd, isn't it? It's strange. Look at all those muscles. Would you want to look like that?
Sure, why not?
When you get older, are you going to be the Incredible Hulk?
For Christmas?
For Christmas? When's the time when we dress up for certain things? Dress up in costumes?
Yes.
No. Do you know what part of the year it is when we dress up in costumes? And we say, trick or treat.
Halloween!
Yes, Halloween. Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
What?
Oh, what do you think you want to be? This guy? The Hulk? I don't know about that.
Please.
Oh my goodness. You want to be a scary guy? Uh-huh. You're going to scare all the people when we go to their houses.
No, I guess not.
You guess not, huh?
Maybe a dinosaur.
No, a dinosaur costume would be cool. This could be a dinosaur. What were you last year? Do you remember?
Pee-pee head.
A pee-pee head? I don't remember that.
Elmo.
You were Elmo when you were two. You were Elmo when you were two, and then last year you were a... You don't remember?
Yeah.
Fireman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fireman. Oh, my. Well, we'll have to look around and think about it, you know? What would be cool to be for Halloween?
Cherry Blossom.
Oh, the cherry one?
Mm. That's Cherry Blossom.
Yeah, that's cherry. No, thank you. Look at the stick.
Crunchy stick.
Crunchy stick, I know, that's what you like to do. Now what is Roman doing in the afternoons that on Thursday that you find very interesting? After we picked him up and we took him somewhere, what is he doing that you would like to do? I'm not quite sure. Do you remember the name of it? No? So do you want a color or no? Oh, that's not going to be sticky. That wouldn't be so good, sweetie. Should we put this away? Because you're having a little bit of a harder time paying attention, I think, because you got your candy. What? You don't want to put it away. All right, should we talk about gymnastics? Is that what if you forgot the word of what Roman does? What do you do when you do gymnastics? You remember? You seemed interested in doing it. You're not really interested in doing it still?
Jumped into that blocky thing.
Into the blocky thing?
No, or you bounce up.
Oh, like a trampoline?
Okay, no. You know where Grover jumping into, like where he's jumping into the thing and then he jumps back up. And there's a ladder to climb back up.
Is it like a big foam pit? Is that what he jumped into? A big pit? Yeah. What's down in the pit, snakes? Dinosaurs? That would be interesting if there's a bunch of dinosaurs in the pit. Well, we've been talking about whether Maddie might do gymnastics. Could you please pick that up? Matthew, go ahead.
Oh, it was my second for this. Oh, here it is.
It's still in there. I'll hold your stuff. Go ahead. Okay, thank you. So, Maddie might do gymnastics, maybe. What was I worried about with you doing gymnastics, though? Remember? Why wasn't I sure about it?
Because I might play with Roman.
Because what?
I might play with Roman.
Because you might play with Roman, yes. What would you and Roman do? Potentially.
La, 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 la.
What's that?
Man. Hold each other's hands and go around in a circle.
Might hold each other's hands and go around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And would you be supposed to do that? No. So what do you want to do? We haven't. We did the dinosaur game. We've been mostly talking. What else do you want to do? Oh, I wonder. You know what I'm thinking, though.
What?
I'm worried a little bit that your hands are sticky. You're gonna get everything super sticky. I don't know. Maybe the candy wasn't such a good idea.